shore of war.
You're locked on to
watch the pirates. Pirates.
Dance up. Yeah, hearts. All about 90.1 FM. And you're tuned to the Pirates of the Caribbean. Every Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Yeah, hearts. Email us at P.O.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. I am DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. The last few songs that you just heard were Club Classics by Charlie XCX from her new album that was just released a few days ago called Brat. And then before that was Shore Apart by Gayant, which is an artist from Montreal. And then, yeah, you also heard the Pirates of the Caribbean. Always a good little
so
promo
good.
To play. We love that one. And, yeah, so now it's time for a bit more talking. This one.
Topic number two.
Yeah, it's a bit more abstract than metabolism. That's not really, like, based in anything specific. But I did have an experience recently that kind of made me be interested in researching it, or at least looking into it a
little
bit more.
Explain the story. Explain it.
Okay, the person that it has to do with, I'm pretty sure, is listening right now, so hey. But basically, let me just give you a little... I'm going to give you a bit of background, you guys. So I have this cat. She's named Jinx. She absolutely hates me. It's fine. That's just our relationship. Like, maybe she'll stand me once in a while, but she never, like... snuggles me. She never, like, comes up to me very often. Like, I'm always pursuing her and she's running away. So not the best
relationship. Yeah.
But all of that it's been changing recently, because let me tell you what happened a few days ago.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm doing this on
the
radio right
now. I already heard
the story,
so I am excited.
Okay, basically, I'm in a long distance relationship right now, and my boyfriend was texting me, and we were just like, I was watching TV, and we were just saying, like, oh, I miss you, like all that stuff, you know, like a little sappy, a little emotional. And then as we're texting, like pretty much as soon as we started texting, my cat jumps up on my legs and starts like purring, and like, this has never happened in my life, by the way.
Geez.
Like, this is unprecedented. It's like, whoa, what is happening right now? She comes up to me, lays on my lap, she's purring. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. And I'm like petting her, we're texting, and then maybe like half an hour later, he needs to go to work or something, so we're like, okay, bye. And then as soon as we say bye, she jumps off my lap and leaves. I'm like, so this like one experience on it, like by itself, might not seem like, you know, people might just think, oh, it's just a coincidence, like, I don't know, that's strange, but it doesn't really mean anything. But on Valentine's Day, basically, he gave me this like puzzle I needed to solve, and it's like, okay, yeah, if you solve this like puzzle, your cat's gonna snuggle you tonight. I was like, there's no way, she never does that, but okay. And then that night, she was like laying on my bed. I was like, this seems hopeful, but I don't know. And then I go to sleep, and she, like, I pick her up and she's snuggling me. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
I felt like, I did feel some spiritual, like, I felt like he was with me in some way.
Interesting.
Which was weird, but I was like, okay. It does seem like there's no way this was just a coincidence. Like, I know she sensed something in the air. And the weirdest part is, like, when I woke up in the morning, she was still in my room, and I have this chair, and like a bunch of his clothes were on it. I was like, there's no, like, if she's there, there's no, like, that's freaky. And I hear her purring from over in that corner, and I'm like, hello?
Whoa.
And then I look over, and she's like on the chair with all of his clothes. So this is like this kind of weird experience where my cat has like tapped in to this web of like, in like universal like emotion somehow,
right?
Has happened twice now, and do you think that's like a coincidence?
Because yeah, I usually believe in coincidences, but this, for multiple coincidences to happen in such a short frame of time and in such specific instances,
yeah, like the exact like time frame is right to like the same moment that he's texting me, she's like snuggling me and giving me love, and then as soon as he's not, she's gone. So
it may sound like we're crazy, but
yes, okay, it might sound like, you know, I'm crazy, but I did feel something in both of those moments, and it's happened twice now, so I wanted to do a bit more research into it. So I just kind of started by looking up like, oh, spirituality and animals, but then I really went down this wormhole, but also at the same time kind of only scratched the surface of it,
right?
But basically, where do I even start? So I was questioning, like, is there such a thing as an invisible network or web that connects all living beings in some way? Or at least, is it something that animals have access to? Because, like, some animals can sense when there's, like, for example, an earthquake coming or some natural disaster coming, or, like, service dogs can kind of understand or predict when like a medical emergency might happen.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely some sort of like seventh sense, I feel like, that they have out there that humans or most people might not have access to. So based on that, I got into this whole like thing called morphic resonance, which is a concept developed by this man called Dr. Rupert Sheldrake, which states that there is a shared field of consciousness that harbors memories and emotions. And apparently he's done studies with this with rats, where from one, like, if rats learn a certain trick in one part of the world, rats in other parts of the world learn that trick faster.
What?
So they have like some sort of shared like
consciousness,
hive mind or something.
What?
Yeah, some sort of consciousness. But he did do a TED talk, and it was taken down. Like, TED took it down and released a statement that like it was a little pseudoscience-y.
Yeah, like, how could you, how did he test that?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know the specifics of it, but he was questioning a lot of, like, scientific, like, rules that are set in place that people just never are allowed to question because that's how it is and it can never change. And also, this whole thing with universal consciousness or morphic resonance and stuff like that, it does sound a little abstract or outlandish, I guess, but you like just because it's not scientifically proven doesn't mean that it's not true.
It's a possibility.
Like, that can be said for a lot of things that are potentially harmful, but, you know, like, gravity still existed before we gave, like, a name for it, you know? So
exactly.
I don't know. I don't know how we would test this
or measure
either.
It.
But a little more about, like, universal consciousness, which is like, I think it's kind of an awareness of one's environment and, like, being responsive to one's environment is, like, the definition of consciousness. And then for universal consciousness, it's kind of like free of time or space constraints. And I watched another, like, video
space
on it.
Space constraints? Wait, yeah, like, go into that a little more. What does space constraint?
Like, for example, like, with Jinx and my boyfriend, like, he lives in Japan right now. So it's, like, space doesn't really matter. Like, time differences don't matter. Like, it's still, like, just a sense of it. And it could be, like, in the universe, too. Like,
do humans, like, have it? Or just...
That's, I don't know. I think humans could tap into it, but I don't know how. There's this whole, like, theory where they talk about, like, oh, a whole is... Have you heard that quote where it's like, oh, you are the universe experiencing itself?
I have heard that mm-hmm. before. I've never fully understood
Me neither.
It, though.
It's kind of... It's very... it's a little complicated, and I don't fully understand it either, but it's basically saying, like, everything that exists is also, like, a thing by itself, but it's also a part of something greater than itself. So, like, electrons are part of atoms, which are part of, like, cells, and part of, like, it keeps, like, extending.
So would you say that we have individual consciousness, but that they all become into a collective universal consciousness,
that's,
in a way?
That's, I don't know if I'm saying that, but that's what I've been finding is, like, an idea out there.
Right. But we can't measure it, like, electrons and protons.
Yeah, we can't measure it like that. So there is, like, a for sure, you know, self-identity consciousness, but we're also, like, animals are part of ecosystems, which are part of, like, the greater world, which are part of galaxies, which are part of universes. So it's just, like, there's got to be some sort of shared connection between all of us if we're all in this, even all in this earth together. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Some of, like, our intelligence and our self-awareness mm-hmm. because, yeah, even though we all have individual ones, like, we all collectively know we each have a consciousness. So does that mean we're shared together?
That's the question, right? And also, like, this is not a very... widely accepted view, at least in, like, more Western kind of philosophies, but I feel like indigenous cultures have kind of been saying this kind of thing. Like, I was doing right. research on, like, North American indigenous beliefs too.
Oh yeah, and there's also, like, Buddhism and Hinduism mm-hmm. I know that also believe in this universal consciousness
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, like reincarnation and stuff like that.
Some
so
more Asian or East Asian mm-hmm. and more indigenous.
I think a lot of other cultures as well, like, they
outside of Western,
yeah. like, believe animals at least have some spiritual significance or have some sort of symbolism or connection with, like, dead people or the other world or spirits,
right.
like, stuff like that. So yeah, when I was researching about indigenous people, they're thinking, like, animals can physically and spiritually relay or transfer messages and information. And these messages can act as clues, signs, warnings about something about to happen, which can be positive or negative. Sometimes they communicate with spirits and sometimes with humans directly. Sometimes they communicate indirectly through dream monies, traditional elders. And when I was reading that, that's kind of how I felt, like, what was happening with my cat.
Right.
She was kind of trying to communicate, like, a message to me, for sure.
Interesting, yeah.
And, like, it might seem like a stretch to you guys, but to me, I do feel like she was trying to communicate something. Like, she was, like, his messenger in some way. So
I think just some things can't be explained by science. So I
definitely.
Feel like there is a possibility, and especially that how other cultures, just outside of Western cultures, as we said, believe mm-hmm. in this type of thing, that it's rooted into their culture,
yeah.
basically.
Their whole belief system too
yeah.
is, like, it's a common thread.
Yeah, like, yeah, especially for the indigenous, and, like, they mm-hmm. have other things like the medicine wheel and things that mm-hmm. usually Western just kind of look down on, I feel like,
yeah.
but you never know. No one, we don't know who's right or who's wrong, really.
And that's, like, that's a big mistake, I think, with mm-hmm. Western culture, just only believing in things that are quantifiable, because even those things aren't dependable either. So it's like,
right.
science is always changing. There's another plane of existence, I feel like, out there that we're just not, like, I don't know how to get there, though. Like, the whole universal consciousness thing. I was kind of looking up, like, examples of universal consciousness. Like, what does that feel like? Or what is that? Seem like? How do you experience that? And I don't know. I still don't know. But I do feel like animals kind of, like, they're not blocked from tapping into that because they don't really have an ego, necessarily.
Or a consciousness? Stopping them.
I think they have a consciousness, though. Like, they're... Because consciousness is kind of defined as, like, being aware or being able to respond to your environment. And animals totally do that.
Because, yeah, I know that they do have self-awareness because they can see themselves in mirrors and things. But I don't think science can reach into the part that they know that they are an animal or know that it's, what's going on.
That's true. But maybe they don't need to know, like, who they are, because that's kind of partially like what ego is like a bit too.
So what makes them an animal versus human?
I don't know, but I think that might be part of the reason. Maybe it's like that might be blocking humans from accessing that, or I just think it's interesting how animals, they definitely seem to have a different connection to certain things, or they're on a different wavelength, or they have access to something that we don't. Like, they can predict things before they even happen too.
True.
So yeah.
That is crazy.
It is crazy.
That is wild. And it's so unfair we can't tap into this.
But I think it's possible we can. I just don't know. Like, there's some spiritual jargon that just goes way too far when I was researching. Like, okay, I don't know. I think it kind of has to be like a journey of self-discovery rather than like finding what other people are saying.
You know, I feel like this actually does kind of connect with the Four Noble Truths from Buddhism. Researching from last week, we did a little religion segment, and Buddhism believes into this path of enlightenment. So I feel like reaching enlightenment or nirvana sounds very similar to reaching universal consciousness.
It does, actually.
I feel like they share the same idea. So maybe that's a pathway of just first acknowledging that there is universal consciousness and then somehow find a way to get there. But then what? So now we know.
We're step two right now.
We're already here, so.
But yeah, now I'm definitely like more aware of, like, I don't know, maybe signs the universe is. I don't know if it's the universe or who it is or what's happening, but just like, you know, things that aren't just explainable by like cause and effect, stuff like that.
Exactly. And I feel like it's not just animals, but I feel like just in other sense of situations the universe puts you in are not by chance. Like, there's some things that are not by chance. Like, I'm going to bring up an example of mine is where I think about last summer, I really wanted to find a volunteer position, and I was really gunned down on just trying to volunteer at a hospital and going down the path of a doctor or whatever. And it wasn't really me. I don't think I internally felt like that was something that I really wanted to do, but I just knew it felt right. And it ended up being that at the hospital, the volunteer coordinator, I went through the entire process, and she actually retired right as I was doing the coordination. So she stopped emailing me, so I wasn't able to get into the hospital as a volunteer. And then I found the radio station here to volunteer. And so I find that not a coincidence that she retired. I feel like the universe is trying to say, hey, this is not your pathway to go down. You got to go this way. Mm-hmm. That's something that was out my hands. So that's
Like
experience.
You couldn't really even control what was happening in a way. Like, it was just kind of, this is what's going to happen. That's what's meant to be.
Yeah, but I don't think how much of that is consciousness, but just the universe having a play in our life. So universal consciousness, can that be tied? I don't know.
We are still I don't know a lot about the universe. And nobody really knows a lot about the universe, but it is something very interesting to think about. Like, have you ever felt like the universe, other than that experience, like, was trying to send you a message?
I feel like that was trying to send me a message of just, personal self-identity.
Yeah.
I also had another one, but it was from a collectively shared dream, which was...
That's weird.
And it was actually before I met the person, too. Mm-hmm. We both had the same dream before meeting. And so it's my my best friend and I, and so we've known each other for about 6 years or now, but we've went to the same middle school for a long, long time. We didn't meet each other. And then in entering high school, we ended up being in the same class, and we ended up walking home, and this is how we started building on our friendship. And we realized that we were discussing our dreams, and that we had the exact same dream of being chased by wolves at dusk with this yellow lighting in the exact same park.
That is weird.
Exactly.
Really strange.
It was so strange because we kept saying, oh, hey, that sounds like I was explaining the dream. And she's like, oh, yeah, that sounds like mine. Oh, yeah, that sounds like mine. Yeah. And it just kept going. And we had, and this was, we both had it years before we met each other, but we both specifically remembered it too.
And the fact that you both got to a point talking about this specific dream and sharing it with each other is not very likely either, I think.
That is crazy. So, okay, I think that's maybe a more clear connection of universal.
Or like some sort of
connection.
Connection, yeah.
So,
that goes beyond just physical, you know, boundaries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I found that really freaky to this day. I am just
that
freaked
is freaky. Like
that.
There are some things like with my cat. I was like, this is freaky.
Yeah,
like,
it's so
what's
freaky.
Going on?
How can science explain this?
Yeah.
Not to shame on science or anything. We love science. We just talk about metabolism for like a good 10 minutes in the past. But some things just can't be explained. So
no, but it's really hard to, you know, like, get deeper into it, at least for me right now, because I'm kind of, there's not really necessarily any evidence for it, but there's no, like, counter evidence either. So it's just, like,
exactly.
It's kind of based on feeling in a way.
Exactly.
And that, I mean, I think feelings should have some sort of validity, but they're obviously not, like, a scientific measurement.
Yeah.
Of, like, you can't quantify feelings. But yeah, it was just a really weird experience that led me to down this little wormhole of universal consciousness.
Jeez. Yeah,
I
want to
learn
discussion.
More about it for sure.
Oh yeah, I think we'll come back for another time to dive on this deeper, because this is just the surface level here, but something that we'd like to discuss more. So if you like more universal consciousness discussions,
just
we'll
be here. Universe, spirituality, that kind of thing,
we'll be here, but we're getting there. But yeah, I think we've been talking for a while looking at the clock now. But I think we're gonna do a couple more songs, but this is the end of us talking because we're almost at 7 p.m.
Yeah,
which
we
is crazy.
Are. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Revolution Rock is coming on at 7 p.m. and then Bick Cooper is coming on at 8 p.m.
with Connor, our
Connor,
music coordinator.
Yes.
So go check that out. And yeah, thank you so much for being here. And we'll be here next Tuesday, 6-7. For our regular time slot for Slumber Party. So some great topics, great music for that as well. But yeah, thank you so much. And I think we're going to do two more songs.
Maybe if we have time.
If we have time.
The first song that you're going to hear is Dame Beso / Muvete by Kali Uchis. I really like the song. It's a little more upbeat. We've been having a very upbeat episode for DJ Coco's birthday. So
Yay.
We hope you guys have been enjoying the music. And yeah, we hope you guys enjoy this song as well.
Enjoy. And bye-bye.
Bye.
y hasta la próxima. ¡Mua!
See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.